Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. President Trump said the U.S. is standing up to China as it prepares to resume negotiations on Wednesday toward ending the long-standing trade war between the two nations. Trump made the comment Tuesday night during a fundraising dinner for his Republican Party.
We are standing up to China's chronic trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us. I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me. But they really have. They've taken advantage of our country.
China and the U.S. are to meet for the ninth time, with analysts expressing optimism that the world's two biggest economies might be near some kind of an agreement. Prime Minister Theresa May said on Tuesday she would seek another Brexit delay to agree on an EU divorce deal with the opposition party.
In another last-minute effort to try and break the Brexit deadlock, Prime Minister Theresa May is now trying to form an unlikely partnership with her parliamentary rivals, the opposition Labour Party. It's a significant step for how exactly Brexit could shape up. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he'd be happy to meet with May, but his party wants to keep a customs union with the EU and access to the bloc's single market. That could keep the UK in a much closer relationship with the EU than many people in May's Conservative Party would want. The Prime Minister announced the move after chairing 7 hours of meetings with her cabinet and said she's seeking yet another delay to Brexit beyond the current April 12th deadline.
That was Michelle Hennessy reporting. As always, for additional news, we'd like to invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Voters in the U.S. Midwest and city of Chicago made history by overwhelmingly selecting the first African-American woman as mayor of one of the country's largest cities. Former prosecutor Lori Lightfoot is also the first openly gay mayor-elect in the city.
Out there tonight, a lot of little girls and boys are watching. They're watching us. And they're seeing the beginning of something, well, a little bit different. Where it doesn't matter who you love, just as long as you love.
Lightfoot defeated another African-American woman in the runoff election, longtime Chicago politician Tony Preckwinkle. Lightfoot will be sworn in on May 20th to replace Rahm Emanuel. A new report finds hundreds of thousands of newborns and mothers giving birth are dying each year because health care facilities lack clean water, sanitation, and hygiene. World Health Organization and the UN's Children's Fund have published the first comprehensive global assessment of this situation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization and UN Children's Fund say clean water, sanitation, and hygiene services in health facilities can prevent the spread of infections and save lives. Unfortunately, they say too many facilities, especially in the least developed countries, do not have these basic services. WHO and UNICEF researchers note more than 1 million deaths each year are linked with unclean births. They say infections account for 26% of neonatal deaths and 11% of maternal mortality. They call these statistics alarming, especially as many of the deaths are preventable by providing safe water, toilets, and hand washing in healthcare facilities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities say the death toll from the cyclone in Mozambique last month has now risen to nearly 600. Meanwhile, health officials are racing to contain a cholera outbreak in the storm-ravaged country, where more than 1,400 cases have been reported there. A Chinese woman was arrested after entering President Trump's Florida retreat carrying a device containing malicious computer software last week. After she managed to get by security, a receptionist at the resort alerted authorities when she apparently did not have a good enough explanation for being there. A search of her possessions covered 4 cell phones, a laptop computer, an external hard drive, and a small data storage device known as a thumb drive that contained the malicious software. The woman is charged with making false statements to federal agents and illegally entering a restricted area. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.